This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a vaccine skeptic, has suspended $500 million in federal funding for mRNA vaccine research. Health officials warn that this will cripple the rapid response capacity for future pandemics like the 2020 COVID pandemic and stall mRNA vaccine advances against not only COVID, but also for HIV, H5N1 bird flu, cancers, and autoimmune diseases. mRNA vaccines, which were pioneered by Nobel laureates Catalin Carrico and Drew Weissman, can be updated in just months, far faster than older vaccine types, and mRNA vaccines have been credited with saving millions of lives during the COVID pandemic. More than a billion doses of mRNA vaccines have been given safely around the world since the beginning of the pandemic. Public health leaders, former federal preparedness officials, and scientists called RFK Jr.'s decision a national security risk and one of the most dangerous public health moves in decades. A Life Flight helicopter crashed in the small mountain town of Lincoln, Montana, early Tuesday morning, August 26th. The crash happened around 1:30 a.m. as the helicopter was responding to a person injured in a four-wheeler crash. Zach Muse, Lincoln volunteer fire chief, said that the medical transport helicopter from Missoula had attempted to land right in the center of Lincoln on Highway 200 when its rotor clipped a business sign and sent the helicopter crashing into the ground. Because the helicopter was nearly on the ground, the crash landing wasn't as severe as it might have been. The helicopter's crew walked away from the crash uninjured. Highway 200 was closed to both east and westbound traffic with a detour in place. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating the crash. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks received several reports of dead rainbow trout at Faber Reservoir, 25 miles south of Chinook in Blaine County, the last week of August. FWP officials said the fish kill is most likely due to a natural event caused by low dissolved oxygen levels in the pond. There's no current concern for human or pet health or safety. Tyler Haddix, Region 6 Fisheries Manager, said, "Fish, like humans, need oxygen to survive. Most summer fish kills are natural events that occur when dissolved oxygen in a water body becomes depleted, often due to changes in temperature, weather, or aquatic vegetation processes." While relatively shallow reservoirs and ponds in eastern Montana are extremely productive for growing fish, the same productivity can lead to periods of low dissolved oxygen. Aquatic vegetation becomes more abundant in the summer, and while it creates habitat for bugs and other organisms that fish feed on, it can have a huge influence on the dissolved oxygen levels within a water body. During the day when the vegetation is soaking up rays of sun, the plants are producing oxygen. But at night and during periods of low light, the plants produce carbon dioxide. And water temperatures during the summer are much warmer, which hampers the water's ability to hold oxygen. Those processes in combination can lead to severely depleted oxygen levels and ultimately sometimes produce fish kills. So far, rainbow trout are the only species that have died due to water conditions at Faber Reservoir, probably due to rainbow trout needing higher dissolved oxygen levels than the smaller minnow species that also live in the reservoir. Anglers who see dead or dying fish can report them via FWP's online portal, sickfish.mt.gov. These reports are helpful for biologists to be able to respond if necessary. Anglers can also contact a local FWP office with specific information, including location, date, number and species of fish, and if possible, photos and any other relevant information. Fish kills can occur year-round due to a variety of factors, including dissolved oxygen depletion, extreme water temperatures, fish diseases, or the introduction of pollutants to watercourses or water bodies. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.